Yo, what up? Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One. With coke and the dollar bill stems and
crack capsules. I always think as a rap fan that one is the coolest one to do with Ghostface Killah there welcoming you into another hour of WMFO live here in Medford. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Spencer Walsh. We got a great one for you today as always. And you know, I did want to start, you have kind of a last show of the semester type of vibe. Unfortunately, for Christmas week and the next few weeks, we will be off the air in between the two semesters. But then, of course, hopefully we should be coming back at a time that is similar, you know, hopefully a pretty good time, you know. And of course, if you want to find out where we will be next semester, which will start in about a month, the way to do that is to check us out on WMFO.org, or you can follow the podcast on Spreaker.com/user/TSWS. Just search wherever you listen to podcasts, The Spencer Walsh Show. It'll be there for you to listen, and it'll just come up, you know, and you'll find out the time. Right now, we are Mondays, obviously, at 1, if you want to listen to us live. But that could change in, hopefully it doesn't change too much, because I really do like this time in the next few months. All right. But, yeah, we're going to try and have a little bit of fun show today. We're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Oz, of all people, running for Senate. We're going to take a look at, you know, what his campaign is like, what that says about the Republican Party and his strange fight to not be called by his own name. Also, we're going to talk about and, you know, give a little bit of congratulations to Kim Kardashian. And I'll tell you what she did. That, you know, is a pretty, you know, generally hard thing to do. You know, and I think people who at this point, you know, they have hating Kim Kardashian is becoming a little bit of a cliche. You know, people are like, oh, Kim Kardashian, the worst thing about America. Well, she passed the baby bar exam. So we're going to take a look at that and, you know, what motivated her to do it, which is, I think, kind of interesting. But of course, we have a very, very great, absolutely great mix for you today that I actually, for the last show, took a little time, planned out, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But first, we have to talk about this. A story that I saw pretty much on the way here to the studio today that made my blood boil. And it's all about the military and, you know, this to me just kind of showed, if I wanted to see kind of one story about, you know, a big thing about what I think is wrong with our country on a very fundamental level, it would be this. No U.S. troops will be punished for the deadly Kabul strike, the Pentagon chief has decided. So this is the headline today in the New York Times, and the military, it initially defended the strike in August, which was probably, in my opinion, without a doubt, the worst part of Joe Biden's Afghanistan withdrawal, which was, you know, bombing what he called ISIS fighters at the time, or Taliban fighters, which then turned out to be, oh, remember ISIS K? Remember that was like a little thing for like all of two days when the media wanted to like hit Joe Biden over the head for pulling out of Afghanistan. I remember ISIS K. That was a throwback. Wow. But anyway, right around that time, the U.S. military bombed an entire family, wiped them off the face of the earth, and called them ISIS fighters for pretty much as long as it took for nobody to care about it. And then they're like, yeah, they were civilians, which is it's a very, very time-honored strategy our lovely military that has pretty much been going on for many, many years. I can't, you know, probably give you an accurate historical date. You know, it was definitely used a lot during the, you know, war on terror period. But anyway, this is from Eric Schmidt from the New York Times. None of the military personnel involved in a botched drone strike in Kabul, Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians will face any kind of punishment after Defense Secretary Lloyd J. Austin approved recommendation from two top commanders, a senior Pentagon official said. And, you know, what a surprise. He does not want the commanders don't want anybody to be punished. You know, that is, you know, I would not have a hard time believing that, because when I think of our military commanders, they're always open, honest people who really want what's best for, you know, the world, not just themselves. Anyway, the Pentagon acknowledged in September the last U.S. drone strike before American troops withdrew from Afghanistan was a tragic mistake that killed civilians, including 7 children, after initially saying it had been necessary to prevent an ISIS attack on troops. A subsequent high level of investigation into the episode found no violations of law, but stopped short of fully exonerating those involved, saying that was commander business, and the commanders were like, yeah, we're going to exonerate them. So again, this, like, this to a certain extent is, you know, people will, I can already hear a certain amount of people out there today who would be very, very kind of easy and very kind of quick to say that, oh, this is what our U.S. military should do. This is what it's kind of meant for, or not that this is what it meant for, but hey, this is what it does. This is the law. You know, it wasn't technically legal, you know, which I have a hard time believing. But if you look at this, I think we really have to look at this beyond the framework of what our current law is now, because our current law has been so very firmly manipulated by the national security state, especially after the kind of war on terror period, with the very, very comprehensive loosening of things like rules of engagement under Obama, under Trump, under Biden. That stuff has gone on since 2001, pretty much in complete upward arc, and you know, getting worse and worse and worse, pretty much unabated. And this, when we have this happening, when we have a country, we are as a superpower who, you know, claims to be the greatest country in the world, founded on freedom, all that stuff. That is what we tell people, and that is pretty much, you know, really only believed, I think, here. But when we do the stuff like this, like, we have no moral authority, and this is what people don't realize. I feel like even the most well-intentioned people who, like, love to see, are you know, like, you know, want to see things happen in a fair and just way, let's just say, they, I think, don't process this, because a lot of it is there is such an operation to kind of just cover this stuff up. Like, look at what happened here. We had, at a time where we had gone into this country probably for about like 19 and a half years too long, at the very least, that's the most generous argument I think I could make. We're in there for, you know, tons and tons of years, to the point where, I mean, the Taliban have pretty much managed to buy their way through our government and roll through us after 20 years and trillions of dollars wasted. And then what's the best we can do on the way out? I don't know, blow up a family and say they were ISIS fighters. Like, that is just a, if you look at that, like, and if you look at that, honestly, I don't see how, as an, you know, as a supporter of the American military, like, how do you come back from that? Like, to me, that is just, like, so devastating. I do not understand, and especially the way we handled it, too, afterwards, where we just, you know, and face no consequences for the way we handled it, because there is nobody to hold the military accountable. There's no authentic moral outrage about the situation, which is really, really outrageous. Like, this apparently is completely within the bounds of the law. So Austin, yeah, he left the final word on any administrative action, such as reprimands or demotions to two senior commanders, Kenneth McKenzie, head of the Military Central Command, and Richard Clark, head of the Special Operations Command. Both officers found no grounds for penalizing any of the military personnel involved in the episode, the Pentagon official said. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. In two decades of war against shadowy enemies like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, the U.S. military has killed hundreds, if not thousands, of civilians by accident in war zones like Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and Somalia. And again, there are sometimes, for example, this is a little bit of a digression here, but I think it's very important to remember, because it's not something you're going to hear in a lot of media outlets like the New York Times. There were times where it wasn't as accidental. For example, Julian Assange, he is going away today, or over the weekend. He was officially extradited to the United States, where he's likely going to end up dead within the next year or two, either by suicide or by, you know, quote unquote suicide. I mean, the CIA has made plans to already murder this guy. Why? What did he release? That's just something that is never, never talked about in the media. Well, he released, with the help of Chelsea Manning, he released videos of literal complete war crimes. For example, I think the collateral murder video, that is the name of one of them, of the things that that Julian Assange released, and that was pretty much a video of the United States knowingly kind of seeing what was going on. And I'm just going to pull it up here for the full explanation. Want to keep my facts straight, but it was literal, just an awful, awful situation here. WikiLeaks, collateral murder. So this is as WikiLeaks would describe it. WikiLeaks has released a classified U.S. military video depicting the indiscriminate slaying of over a dozen people in the Iraqi suburb of New Baghdad, including Reuters news staff. The video shot from an Apache helicopter gun sight clearly shows the unprovoked slaying of a wounded Reuters employee and his rescuers. Two young children involved in the rescue were also seriously wounded. This is a just one of what WikiLeaks has released of the United States committing these war crimes and times where they don't seem to be too sorry about them or really at all interested in any kind of accountability. And, you know, how does the U.S. handle that? Try to wipe this guy off of the face of the earth, ruin his life, kill him, and get him pretty much into, literally, yes, kill him. I mean, Mike Pompeo, if you look at that Yahoo News report, did try to assassinate Julian Assange in the city of London when he was in the Ecuadorian embassy. Obviously, that extradition trial took place over the weekend. He is now going to be heading back to the United States, where, you know, who knows what is going to happen. He's going to be tried, and presumably that trial will not be going well for him. But again, that is just another example of, I think, a very similar thing of what we're talking about here, which is this real lack of accountability and real just, you know, flippant attitude about just horrific, horrific things, which, you know, is something that nobody in the United States addresses or really ever takes into any kind of consideration. But when it comes to how it affects our image abroad and how other countries process us and how, you know, things like, you know, anti-United States radicalism happen like that, this is a great, great example. This is a great, great example of how to get, for example, a whole region in Afghanistan. Like, think about all the people that knew that family. You know, how are they going to feel about the United States? How are the people who have heard about people who knew that family? Like, you know, word spreads. And if you can just see a country come in, bomb your best friends, you know, or bomb your close friends, or bomb some people that you know, and just completely lie about them and face no accountability, then what basis does the United States have to do any of this? So critics of the Kabul strike pointed to the incongruity of acknowledging the mistake but not finding anyone accountable for wrongdoing. This decision is shocking, says Stephen Kwan, founder of the Nutrition and Education International, the California-based aid organization that employed Samari Ahmadi, driver of the white Toyota sedan that was struck by the American drone. How can the military wrongly take the lives of 10 precious Afghan people and hold no one accountable in any way? So public scrutiny and military strikes against shadowy adversaries like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda that also killed civilians is intensifying. Austin ordered a high-level investigation into the U.S. airstrike in Syria in 2019 that killed dozens of women and children, and that military officials tried to conceal it afterward. But, you know, when it happened under his watch, I doubt he's got a little bit less interest. Because, like, that is, again, if they care about this stuff at all, it is for partisan purposes. Because what it is all about, Lloyd Austin, Mad Dog Mattis, or however many of the 3 trillion defense secretaries that Donald Trump had throughout his time, they're all in on the same game, which is keeping this whole machine, keeping this whole circus going, and so much more than you think. And it's my kind of journey as someone who has been kind of talking on air about this stuff for a little bit now to try and talk about that as much as I can, because I just think it is so important. All right, before we get into our mix, we'll have a quick little story for you. This is interesting. So we have Dr. Oz. He is the doctor who is kind of well known for giving some sketchy medical advice on air for a long time. Not maybe something that you you want to check for a doctor, a real doctor, if you're your own doctor, if you're doing anything that he recommends, that's for sure. But here he is talking a bit about his Senate campaign. Yes, that's right. He's quit his show and he's now running for Senate as a Republican. Let's take a look.
No, they're not. They're putting their thumb on the scale. And here's the thing. There's such an enthusiastic response to the campaign. I'm here in Pittsburgh talking to people, and it makes me optimistic because they've got great ideas. Meanwhile, the Inquirer hates that I'm empowering you, hates that I'm taking on some of the established folks, hates that the entrepreneurial solutions that I'm offering might make sense, and they don't.
So, yeah, he's talking about the Philadelphia Inquirer there. And let's hear, you know, all these entrepreneurial solutions that he's offering. I mean, how are they not going to make any sense? Let's find out.
Like that I say what I see. So they want to silence me. And I tell you, it is shocking that it would make them that uncomfortable this early in my campaign. But I think it's reflective of the movement we represent.
Well, they're trying to cancel you. I saw your Twitter. That's what you said.
And the Twitter response that I posted back got a huge response because people see it. I mean, you can't look away. Why would the Inquirer get involved in this process? Why would they not want to call me Dr. Oz? Everyone knows I'm Dr. Oz, but they don't think it's the right thing to do. They think it gives me an unfair advantage.
Yeah, so pretty much all the Philadelphia Inquirer did, as you heard at the end there, they just took the doctor out of his name. They literally just call him Mr. Mehmet Oz, or I don't know, do they call him Dr. Mehmet Oz? But anyway, the Inquirer, so this is what a reporter writes for the Inquirer, kind of defending the decision here. My employer, is committed to offering complete and fair hard-hitting coverage of the most important 2022 U.S. Senate race in America. The only cancel culture here is New Jersey's Mehmet Oz trying to cancel the impact of factual journalism on his empty campaign. So that's Will Bunch, national opinion columnist for the Philadelphia Inquirer there. You know, it's in terms of cancel culture, this probably has to be about the weakest case I have ever seen, to be quite honest with you. Like, Mehmet Oz, it's not like they're criticizing any of his views in any way. They're not refusing to talk about him in any way. They're just not calling him his TV name. Like, because that is really what he's running on. He's not running on his entrepreneurial experience. He's not running on his, you know, great skill as a doctor or whatever. He's running on his celebrity, just like Donald Trump did, as kind of a mini version of him because he was on TV. And that has such a powerful pull, I think, because, you know, it just gives you the aura of credibility. It just does. And, you know, that is for sure. Basic AP style would be to refer him as Mehmet Oz, MD, on first reference and Oz on subsequent references. This is an editor for a newspaper there tweeting about that. So, I mean, it's all, you know, it can go different ways in terms of, like, the distinct style effort. But, like, you know, in terms of cancel culture, it just shows you how weak the conservative arguments of that have been getting. And, I mean, there's times where I'm like, you know, liberals can be absolutely ridiculous about that stuff. But, you know, this is just not one of those instances. All right, we're going to have a quick PSA, and then we're going to get into the mix. I'm very, very excited about that. So you're going to want to stick around. We have the mix in just 30 seconds.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars too in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
That is for sure some very good advice there from the Texas Department of Transportation for this holiday season. But it's now time for the mix. We're going to get right into it. A little bit of Cool in the Gang. Starting off slow, working our way into it. We got a solid 30-plus minutes of music coming for you. It's WMFO. If you want to hear your song, call 855-915-WMFO. And we got it coming your way. We'll be right back. taking it up a level with that Gang No Lame from Key Glock.
I don't have a note. Hell yeah, I want me a Rolls Royce. Spent 20 racks on my Rolls chain. These niggas hating and so lame. I'm ballin' these road gang. Hop out the drop smoking propane. Yeah, I do my damn thing. But you ain't none but the damn shame. Smashing your yeah, your main thing. Come get your on my dang a lane. Poof on the jet like David Blaine. Bullets hit runners, no shoes strain. Drift on my side, side of left the stain. You get the picture without the fire. Pull out the like bet that I bang. Play hot potato with his muff. I shoot the kill so you know I got aim. You just a shih tzu and I'm a great dane. You know I get to the cream with my game. We paper rot, it is not Wu-Tang. Soon as I walk through the door, designer is at the toe. Yeah, young all about his dough. My come get your hoe. Yeah, pay cash, I don't have a note. Hell yeah, I want me a Rolls Royce. Spent 20 racks on my Rolls chain. These niggas hating and so lame.
Domino, look up,
taking back to one of the classics in the rap game. I still love, love, love this album after all these years. It's Snoop Dogg with Nancy Fletcher really killing this song. Very, very underrated. And it's interpretation of another classic. See if you can pick it up with a little bit of music history knowledge. It's Lottie Dottie, this one, from Snoop Dogg on Doggy Style.
Yeah, gotta say what's up to my nigga Slick Rick. For those who don't like it, eat a it's. But for those who with me, sing that it's. Has it go a little something like this? Lordy Dottie, we likes to party. We don't cause trouble, we don't bother nobody. We're just some suckin' through on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all my dogs, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy conditioning, which we create, cause that's our mission. So listen close to what we say, because this type of shit happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretch up, a moaning, yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. I threw some soap on my face and put my hands up on a cup and said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top dog of them all? There was a ruffle double. 5 minutes it lasted, the mirror said,
you all you conceited devils.
It's true, that's why we never have no beef. So I slipped off my khakis and my gold leaf. You pointed my belly cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the foul for my fingernails. I'm true to the style on my behalf. I put the bubbles in the tub so I can take a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new doggy underwear. For all the dishes I might take home, I got the Johnson Baby Powder and Cool Water Cologne. Now I'm fresh, dressed like a million bucks. Threw on my white socks with my all blue chucks. Stepped out the house, stopped short, oh no. I went back in, I forgot my, wasn't it? Then I dilly, I ran through a, I bumped into this smoker named from the. This was a girl playing hard to get, so I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset, she said,
it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, now my life is filled with rainy days. I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your dope away from me.
Damn, now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. And here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother steps and says to me, decks Allie in the face and punched her in the eye. Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The stick was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what was going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, just leave her. She said, if I can't smoke none, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks, and so I broke the hell out and I grabbed my sack of rocks. But they gave chase, they caught up quick. They started crying on my shoes and grabbing my kids and saying,
why don't you give me a place so we can break it down the Long Beach way?
And on and on and on she kept going. The she been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up, so I gave her a hit. I said, you can't have me, I'm too young for you. She said, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She says, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled ears, so I can't be your lover. Yeah, tick-tock, you don't stop. Into the tick-tock, and you don't quit. Yeah, tick-tock, and you don't stop. Into the tick-tock, and you don't quit.
The perfect song to kick your feet up and relax to. Rest in peace to Mac Miller, his Beauty Circles.
Well, this is what it looks like right before you fall. Stumbling around, you've been guessing your direction, except you can't see it all. And I don't have a name, I don't have a name, no. Who am I to blame, who am I to blame? I cannot be changed, I cannot be changed, no. Trust me, I've tried. I'd stand up right at the start of the line, drawing circles. Well, I drink my whiskey, you sip your wine. We're doing well sitting watching the world falling down its decline. And I can keep you safe, I can keep you safe. Do not be afraid, do not be afraid. You're feeling sorry, I'm feeling fine. Don't you put any more stress on yourself, it's one day at a time. Getting pretty late, yeah. And I find it goes around like the hands that keep counting the time, drawing circles.
Keeping it correct right here on WMFO with the ASAP Ferg floor seats. That's what it is.
Floor seats for the Knicks. Couple models blowing kiss. They don't even want to pick. Want to lick up, want to. I done made a couple hits. Going hammer with a pick. God handed me the gift. Not to slam it for a brick. Rollie ain't got a tick. I attract a lot of dicks, getting caught up in the mix. Hollywood, same chicks. Didn't know that I'd be doing this. Went to school for paying pics. Now I paint the bigger pic. See, I'm really with the shit.
Yeah, I've been for the floor seats. Now all the pretty girls, they love me. I'm on a jumbo train, you can ignore me. Just stay in my seats and feel cozy. Yeah, I've been for the floor seats. Now all the pretty girls, they love me. I'm on a jumbo train, you can ignore me. Just stay in my seats and feel cozy.
Tiffany Stone 5th. I'm performing with the gliss. All the glitz up on the wrist.
waterfall, not the drip. Montage with a boot.
They stop you when MAGA hats let me slide like a drive-through. That phone call from Ricky still hazy. When heaven got an angel named Avery, you gotta watch who you calling crazy. Yeezy, the newest billion-dollar baby. It won't feel right till I feel like Phil Knight. Going for six rings like what Phil told Mike. Seven peel nights, who know what that feel like? No more hiding the scars, I show them like Seal, right? How do you respond?
Have a quarter million on me right now. Hard to make a song about something other than the money. Two things I'm about to talk and blunt and staying blunt. Pretty women, are you here? Are you here right now, huh? We should all disappear right now. Look, you're getting all your friends and you're getting in the car and you're coming to the house. Are we clear right now, huh? You see the fleet, all the new things. Cop cars with the loose change. All white like a mood thing. They can see me rolling in they mood change. Like a motherfucker. New floor, I got a dozen of them. I don't trust you, you are undercover. I could probably make some steps, sisters fuck each other. Woo! Talking fillets with the truffle butter. Fresh sheets and towels, man, she gotta love it. Yeah, they all get what they desire from it. What? Tell them niggas we ain't hiding from it.
I'm still a highest selling female rapper for the record. Man, this is 65 million single soul. I ain't gotta compete with a single soul. I'm good with the ballpoint game, finger roll. Ask me how to do it, I don't tell a single soul. Pretty women, what's up? Is your hair right now? You a stand up or is you in your chair right now? Do you hear me? I can't let a whack nigga get near me. I might kiss the baddest bitch if you damn it. I ain't never need a man to take care of me. Yo, I'm in that big boy, can't rent this. I floss every day, but I ain't a dentist. Your whole style and approach, I invented. And I ain't taking that back, cause I meant it.
Smirk.
Big brr.
Shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you. Brr, come get it back in blood. Brr, brr, brr. Come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodger X. Know who it was. It's story just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took this from you. Come get it back in blood. Killer ain't dead, you sure wear no RIP shirt. We had 300 shots up in the car before we picked up dirt. Who ain't got? Go and go grab a glizzy, get alert. Shots to G-Post, RIP, and Breezy in the dirt. Brr, you gotta know I go too far. Get two O's up on this honey, one of them might stand for O-Block. About 20-some shots left up in the K, 15 still in the Glock. Keep my door unlocked and stop, I like getting on feet, park the car. Brr, we get up close, doing dirty, I ain't showing love. 11,000 all ones, left my right pocket in the club. Blue faces up on me dirty, I went got it out the mud. If I took some, get it in blood, on the guilt, but we would. I got my own, if I don't need security in the club. All they woofing on the net, I thought you was a thug. I ain't got nowhere to go, I shot up everywhere they was. Yeah, you know who took this from you, come get it back in blood. Brr, 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 come get it back in blood. We ain't mask up, no Dodgers. Know who it was. It's story just like the 80s. Want some back, get it in blood. Yeah, you know who took that from you. Come get it back in blood.
Killed your man, you keep on talking better to get that in blood. Give my shorty them a dub, then they gon' walk inside the club. Hit his little with that switch, I bet that switch up his nerve. The ops inside my city, look bro, put them in the mud. You can't come back to your hood, huh?
No.
He was dissing on my cousin, now he's all in that wood, huh?
Boom, boom, boom.
Book his, I wish he would come. Roy pop up out that cut with that new Glock, I wish he would run.
salty that you really sly.
That's Back in Blood, Pooh Shiesty, Lil Durk.
I got my own fight, don't need security in the club. All they wolfing on the net.
Definitely two of the biggest up and comers in rap right now, that is for sure. As we continue on here with our mix, these two may be the new kind of era of New York, but I'll tell you, that old era of New York is certainly still around and ain't going anywhere anytime soon. That's Back in Blood. This is New York State of Mind by Nas.
Straight out the open dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm I be kicking. Musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface sniffing it, holding an instant. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, eluding holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hammy and I'm in out the feet foes. Y'all know my steelo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E and J sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on the corner betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at big sets, trying to sell some broken amps. G-packs get off quick forever. Zigging talkish, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Zigging be running through the block. Time to start the revolution. Catch a body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The man's amp was in the grass and I ran like a cheetah with thoughts of an assassin. Picked the amp up, told brothers back up. The amp spit, the was hitting. Zigging one ran, I made a backflip. Heard a few chicks scream, my arm shook. Couldn't look, gave another squeeze. Heard it click, yo, my dish is stuck. Tried to knock it, it wouldn't shoot. Now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three people caught up in the near spot. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby. And it was full of children, probably couldn't see us. Now I'm zombie. It's like the game ain't the same. Got young and zigging, pulling the trigger, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns upon us. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. I'll force exist, yeah. Max and fat, same zigging to catch you back to back. Snatching your cracks in black. Yo, was a snitch on the block, getting zigging's not. So hold your stash to the floor. Price drop. I know this girl kid who says she got a bumps nice now. And if it's good, she'll bring your customers a measuring box. But yo, you got a slot on a vacation. Inside information keeps large ziggins erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind.
Your state of mind.
Look. Listen,
I got
yeah, this that nigga fever get you peed. Look,
Don Dusty controller, picture me. All my wrist is frozen, Cardi my body, I'm chosen. Now I got it wide open, she off the seat. And she ride for the game, she know that I'm pledge my allegiance to the five. All my down the ride. Play with mods, you know we up to nine. Yeah, we in the murder homicide. All my really built for war. You take one of mine, we take five of yours. And we coming knocking at your door. Kicking it down, say you to the Lord. Nah, Dusty controller. Picture me. All my wrist is frozen. Cardi my body, I'm chosen. Now I got it wide open. She off the she
Dusty Lil Kane rolling in control in part two. Name of that one there. We're moving it from one great song to another. This one, though, is a complete and total classic. Come on, you know it when you hear it. It's Kendrick Lamar's Element.
New Kung Fu Kenny. Ain't nobody praying for me. Y'all know what happens on Earth stays on Earth. Here we go.
I don't give a f. 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 I don't give a f.
I'm willing to die for it. I done cried for it. Might take a lie for it. Put the Bible down and go out for a knife for it. D.O.T. my enemy won't catch a vibe for it. Ayy, I've been stumped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Tell him all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Ayy, 30 millions later, no defense watching. Auntie on my telegram, like, be cautious. I be hanging out at Tams, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the gram, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for it. You don't know, I take your life for it. We We ain't going back to broke, family on the ropes. So all you little many rappers better know. If I gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go out on a bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, and route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. I've been allergic to building with you. I've been allergic to dealing with you. I've been allergic if it ain't about a million with you. Going digital and physical and all y'all, ayy. Bunch of criminals and money in my phone calls, ayy. We okay, we let the A1 fly. Relocate, jump on the same G5. Check it for me heavy, cause I go, yeah, I go, yeah. They never been ready, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. 100K spread across the floor, yeah. None of y'all with the flow, yeah. Years in the making, they don't y'all mistake it. I got them by a landslide, we talk about races. You know this never be a tie, just look at they laces. You know careers take off, just gotta be patient. Mr. 1 through 5, that's the only logic. Fake my death, go to Cuba, that's the only option. If I gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go out on a bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, and route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element.
Damn, that was the album from the song that you just heard there by Kendrick Lamar. That was released in 2017, but another album was also released in 2017. That is this one, Big Fish Theory by Vince Staples. That's where we get this wonderful, groovy, groovy joint, Love Can Be. Love Can Be, the name of that joint there by Vince Staples. Definitely two artists there, Vince Staples, Kendrick Lamar, very closely related, but definitely with very different styles. Definitely coming from that kind of same sonic region, I would say, kind of that Southern California location there for sure. And guys, you know, we're going to get into a quick little news story here before we actually continue on for a little bit with the mix and then get into our last story. Good news for Kim Kardashian. Shout out to her. She's passing her baby bar exam. She's done it. It only took her 4 times. But yeah, she's now one step closer to becoming an attorney. Kim Kardashian, she's passed the baby bar, according to TMZ, moving her one step closer to becoming a real deal attorney. So the baby bar is one of two exams you need to pass if you're going to be a lawyer without going through the traditional law school route. She previously failed the exam 3 times, but had COVID during one of those attempts. And she joked on the third try with 104 fever. That's what she had on the third try. She took it, but, you know, not making excuses. She eventually did pass it. She mentioned, quote, "I was told by top lawyers this was a close to impossible journey and harder than the traditional law school route, but it was my only option, and it feels so, so, so good to be here and on my way to achieving my goals." She also thanked Van Jones, of all people, in her announcement, the kind of Obama aide and kind of criminal justice activist, saying that he was the only one who, not the only one, but he was the one who pushed her to go to law school. Finally, Kim gave a shout out to her late father, Robert, who is a hugely successful attorney in LA, saying, "I know my dad would be so proud, and he would be actually so shocked to know that this is my path now." But a lot of people, I think, would be, but he would have been my best study partner. I am notorious for making fun of people who didn't pass on their first attempt like he did. He was notorious for making fun of people who didn't pass on their first attempt like he did, but he would have been my biggest cheerleader. She's definitely grinded to get here, no doubt about it. And, you know, I think Kim Kardashian, she gets kind of attacked a lot, but a lot of it, I think, is, you know, just a lot of people. It's getting a little bit cliche at this point, you know? Good for Kim. You know, she's kind of getting in this, doing it for criminal justice purposes. She did a lot of good work with Trump, and I think with Biden as well, kind of getting to... getting some progress in on that issue. But anyway, very, very good for, you know, Kim getting a big W there. So Kim Kardashian, future lawyer, can you believe it? All right, we're continuing with the mix. This is a little bit of Wiz Khalifa to close things out. We're getting to the final stretch here of the last mix of the semester. So sad, but it'll be a good one.
To the money, let the right set
him. What? Up in this bitch and we all faded. By the bitch, no, we don't save her. None to a boss, do my own thing. It's money over, no, I'm no stranger. Want more bounce, we got more ounces. Want more bounce, we got more ounces. Want more bounce, we got more ounces.
It's Gin and Drugs, Wiz Khalifa, and a problem on that. We're going to end today's show on an absolute classic. Second song from this album played this show and this year. If you know, you know. Pusha T, Daytona.
Imagine me, do boy. You can never do what I do, boy. Still ducking shit that I did, boy. In Paris for hit, boy. These ain't the same type of hits, boy. Can get litter than lit, boy. You don't take these type of risks, boy. Cause this boy been throwing that D like rich, boy. You miss, boy. Your numbers don't add up on the blue. That was 10 years ago. If you know, you know. Yeah. You know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking at me with one eye. The company I keep is not corporate enough. Child rebel soldier, you ain't orphan enough. A rapper turned trapper can't morph into us. But a trapper turned rapper can morph into puff. Dance contest for the smokers. I predict snow Al Roker. If you know, you know. I only ever looked up to Sosa. You all get a bird, this with Oprah. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trapdoors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know. You ever been hit with the water weight, then had to wait? Do you walk away? If you know, you know. When we all clicking like Golden State, and you and your team are the motorcade. If you know, you know. Been granting wishes like a genie to bad in two-piece bikinis. I've been hiding where you can see me. The skybox is right next to Riri's. Solely responsible for showing rappers how to stand. On the front lines when trappers started throwing bands. Where were you when Big Meats brought the tigers in? Cause I was busy earning stripes like a tiger skin. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know.
If you know about the carport, them trapdoors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Pusha T, if you know, you know. You know it. Daytona. Classic, classic of 2018. A great year for music in and of itself. And as I said, that just about concludes our mix. Our last song of the semester couldn't, you know, pretty, you know, in terms of the ones I could have picked, not bad. Yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with that. Hope you guys enjoyed it just as much as I did. We're just about ready to head out today. But before we go, I just want to check, did you guys see yesterday morning? Because I'll tell you, over the weekend, Saturday, pretty much one of the worst days I've had this entire semester because I spent most of it throwing up. It was not fun at all. I had probably like one of the worst flus I had in my life. Now I'm here, masked up, back in the studio, ready to go, which is very, very exciting. But one of the first things I did when I was quote unquote feeling better was watch the Abu Dhabi Grand Prix, which was just this past Sunday, and it was the championship race for F1 of all things, which, you know, I had a little bit of a NASCAR phase. I gotta say, now I think I'm having an F1 phase because everybody seems to be into it, and I don't know if you've been feeling that in your life. You probably know, maybe if you may know somebody who has shown a kind of out of nowhere surge in interest in F1 as of late, but that is probably because they have a Netflix account and have been watching the TV series Drive to Survive, which is pretty much a kind of dramatic telling of kind of F1 history and like drama and lore and stuff like that, and kind of introducing you to all the current players, about 20 or so drivers who kind of compete and contend in various levels of success. But one of them has been Max Verstappen, and the other was Lewis Hamilton. If you saw a lot of posts about Supermax yesterday, it's because Max Verstappen won in a very, very kind of controversial situation to do with the kind of the last lap, which pretty much came down to Max Verstappen chasing down Lewis Hamilton, who had been going back and forth all season, a cut above the rest. These two drivers have been, and it was just absolutely incredible way to finish it. Of course, it was decided by a very, very controversial decision, which Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton's team are sure to remember for a long period of time. But it only makes me more excited for 97 days in March when the F1 season resumes again. So that's a little positive note to think about. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us this semester, and we hope to see you